You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips. The UK underestimates its death toll, a study pokes holes in a potential treatment, and the CDC predicts a second wave in the winter. Here's what you should know. The UK's Office for National Statistics revealed that it's recorded 13,121 deaths as of April 10th in England and Wales, while the government's daily tally had cumulatively reported 9,288. The new numbers make the UK one of the hardest-hit nations in Europe, with some estimates suggesting it is second only to Italy. A new study reveals that patients treated with hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malarial drug that has been promoted by President Trump as a possible treatment for COVID-19, were linked with a higher rate of death than those who were not treated with the drug. The findings highlight the importance of waiting for research to be complete before encouraging widespread use of a drug. The CDC director is predicting a second wave of coronavirus this winter. There's a possibility that the assault of the virus on our nation next winter will actually be even more difficult than the one we just went through, said CDC Director Robert Redfield. We're going to have the flu epidemic and the coronavirus epidemic at the same time, he added, noting that the two viruses may strain the healthcare system simultaneously. Now for today's one question. If you're recovering from COVID-19, when is it safe to interact with others? If you've tested positive or are experiencing mild symptoms, it's important to self-quarantine as soon as possible to avoid spreading it further. After symptoms begin to abate, the CDC has a few guidelines to ensure you come out of hiding safely without infecting others. Wait at least 7 days after first experiencing symptoms and 3 days after your fever subsides without the help of fever-reducing medicine before leaving isolation. If you have access to testing in your area, you can also confirm you've recovered by retaking the test and receiving a negative result. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.